Amen. All right, Luke chapter number 19. Did I tell you that? Joe before service was like, who's having a baby? I'm like, I don't know. What are you talking about? He's like, it says in the schedule, blessings. I said, yeah, I get it. And I'm like, just because we're having blessings doesn't mean someone's got an announcement. He thought I was lying. Yeah, he was waiting. He was waiting for someone to say Psalm 120. You know. Luke chapter number 19. Man, it's good to be in church. It's good to be saved. It's good to see the Lord working around us. So appreciate the bold witnesses and testifying of what God is doing, the honesty and openness about that. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter number 19, starting in verse 11. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable because he was nigh to Jerusalem and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. And he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. God, I praise you for what you're doing and what you've done. Hearing of the salvations this week. Hearing of the confirmation of salvation this week. Hearing about working in our lives. And God, thank you. Thank you that you're real. Thank you that we can bring our needs and petitions before you and that you hear us. Lord, I ask that you'd bless the service here tonight, that you'd be honored and glorified, and God, that we'd be faithful, faithful with a little. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, in our life, we want big things. We want big blessings. We want big responsibilities. We want big... But how we handle the little things will be how we handle big things. You know, in sports, they say how you practice is how you play. And that's true. You don't treat the practice serious, well, you're going to end up either getting hurt or not treating the real game serious. You know, I don't like the guy that in baseball, he hits a long ball out and he thinks it's going to be caught and he's just trotting to first. I like the guy that's taking off running to first, even though he knows it's going to be caught, because sometimes that doesn't happen. So how do you handle the little things? You know, the Lord places in our responsibility. Here's a story of how God places little things sometimes in our life. And how we handle those little things will be indicative or a good segue into how we will handle big things. But may I help us with this as we look through these couple passages tonight. Those little things turn into big things. And oftentimes we're sitting around waiting for the big opportunity or the big chance or the big voice or the big direction or the big... And how about we just be faithful in the little things? One of the little things that we often overlook is our time. There's 24 hours in a day. We all have the same hourly time period, if you will. A day isn't longer for Isaiah than it is me. 24 hours in a day, what do you do with those each and every hour? Say, oh, it's easy in our mind to waste a minute. There's 60 minutes in an hour. How many minutes in a day? Well, 1,440 minutes. What'd you do with your minutes today? Well, you know, are you faithful? Do you take much responsibility for the little things, the little moments? Little time becomes a long time. Say, no. Do you remember when you graduated high school? Say, yeah, it was like 10 minutes ago. Mrs. Bayer, you just did how many? You were on Facebook and stuff, posing in front of the Strand. There you were. Class in 19 class were you? What did you celebrate?
71.
Fifty-one because COVID last year. You couldn't celebrate 51 years. Man. How about Nate's? Yeah. How about Nate's testimony tonight? 4 years. I haven't been in this place in 4 years, and I work here? It's amazing how little time becomes long time. I use the phrase all the time just the other day because I can't, in my mind, keep track of when it actually happened. It could have been just the other day, but it might have been 3 months ago because time goes by so quickly. Been 2 weeks since the friends were here, I think. It's been like 4 months since Brother King was here, I think. Man, it goes by quick. Didn't graduation just happen? And now we're back into school already? We've already gone through one test week through school. Man, it goes by fast. And if you're not careful, that little bit of time comes a long time, and if you waste a little time, it's possible that you could waste a long time. We don't want to do that. There are some little things in life. You know, time is measured in seconds. It's in those seconds turn into minutes. The minutes turn into hours. Hours turn into days. Days turn into years. I'm not saying that you have to have a spreadsheet and account for every second of your moments or of your time. But be careful that you not waste moments, because little things do turn into big things. And you'll look back, and you'll wonder where the time has gone. The little things of life, time. Go with me to John chapter number 6. I don't know if you turned on the heat or the circulating fan, but I have not gotten any cooler. I'm sorry. Jacket's off. I got a new shirt and really just an excuse to show it off. That's what it is. Goodwill special. No, not even. The one right up here. So how much was the shirt? 50 cents, probably, if that. 50 cents, Joseph A. Banks, brand new to me. New to me. It says 15 and a half. I don't think so. John chapter number 6, famous, familiar story. Jesus feeds 5,000 people. And in verse 9, it says, there's a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves. If you study barley loaves, they're just little loaves of bread. Welcome back, Pastor Seaman. And 2 small fishes. And he asked this, but what are they among so many? There's some little things in life. Number one, our time. Number two, our treasures. Here's a young boy, and he just has what we would deem just a little bit. Just a little bit. But what are you doing with your little bits? It would have been easy for the young boy in our story, although there were thousands of people there hungry, to look at what he had and say, I can't do anything with this. I'm just going to have my lunch and move on. But it's amazing what happens when we take our little bits of treasure and place them in the hands of God. Go with me to Matthew chapter number 25. In verse 14, The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country. He called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway took his journey. Similarly, this master gives to his servants actual money. And he pretty much says, what are you going to do with it? Hey, God has entrusted us with some things. And the question is, what are you going to do with your stuff? Well, I mean, God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, does he not? He's not concerned about the resources he's entrusted to me. Incorrect. Well, I'm a poor man. I don't have much. What will you do with your little? In comparison to the ownership and the what God has, all of our accounts are quite small. What will we do with the little bit of time, the little bit of treasure that we have? Look at Matthew chapter number 10. Here Christ is speaking at the very last verse. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Man, we look at that and go, that is so insignificant. God is paying attention to those that share a cool glass of water with a child. Man. He's keeping track. He's keeping track of the little bit of time, a little bit of treasure, the little bit of needs that we have. He pays attention to all that. Do you see that? There's a little one here, and he sees who brought that one a little glass of water. Water is pretty cheap. In my truck, how many of you have seen the water tank in the back of my truck? You want to talk about a conversation starter? Drop a 275-gallon tank of tank in the back of your truck and drive around. People ask questions. Well, what do you know with the water tank? And I can fill that water tank up. Listen now, just so you know, Poland Springs has got one over on you. I can fill that 275 gallons up with water for approximately, I can get about 175 gallons. My truck can't carry all that. It's pretty heavy. But I can get 175 gallons for 75 cents. Water's pretty cheap. And God pays attention to those. Listen, God pays attention to our little needs. The little things of life, our time, our treasure, even our little needs, the Lord pays attention to. I like this, Matthew chapter 14. In reading the Gospels, we're introduced to characters, and one main character is Peter. He is a character. We're going to come back to the story, but Peter's walking out on the water, and there he is, standing in the water, and he begins to doubt, and he's concerned. There's wind around him, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand in verse 31 and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith. Can I just say, there's some little things in our life, time, treasure, our needs. Just a little bit of faith is amazing what can happen. With a little bit of faith. Say, why? Well, we'll see the results of the little bit of faith. But God kind of acknowledges that Peter had a little faith. Can I encourage you and say, oh, my faith is wavering a little bit. I feel like I'm struggling. I have some doubts with the Lord. I'm wondering what's going on. I have faith, but it's just a little bit. That's okay. That's okay. A little bit of faith actually can go quite a distance. There are little things in life that God does pay attention to, our time, our treasure, our needs, our faith. He acknowledges Peter's little bit of faith here. O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And it's somewhat of a negative connotation. We know that the faith the size of a mustard seed could move, say to this mountain and move hence, and it moves, right? Read about that. Do you have a little bit of faith here tonight? I know sometimes in our faith we struggle a bit. Maybe we struggle with purpose. We struggle with what is it that I'm doing here? Of what benefit am I in being here? I don't do anything. I just come and I'm no good to anybody, and we get down on ourselves. And I encourage you, hey, can we just recognize a little bit of faith? It's amazing how far that'll go. A little bit of faith. So how do we handle our little things? Well, go back to Luke chapter 19. We'll come back to a lot of these passages. I showed my kids, I think it was Joe or Sam, I'm like, look at this, tonight's message, not even one page. They're like, that is not good. I said, why is that not good? They said, because little outline, long sermon. I said, what? Go back to Luke chapter 19. This is the story of the pounds, where he gave them pounds, and picking up in that last verse, in verse 17. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little. Hey, how should I handle my little? My little bit of time, my little bit of treasure, even the little needs that are around me. Oftentimes we dismiss little needs. They're just little. And I have big things to handle. No. Be careful how you handle those little things. My little faith. How should I be with those little things? Well, the Bible tells us here, this one is commended, the good servant, because he was faithful in a very little. Not just a little bit, not just like proportionally, that's kind of smaller than this guy's. He says, it was very little. And because you were faithful with very little, if I gave you a $100 bill, Katie, oh man, we'd keep track of that, right? Katie, she's got it all over the place. I mean, she's rolling in it. But someone gives you a $100 bill, man, you take that, you tuck it, you know exactly what pocket it's in. When you go home, you put it in the special place, and wherever that is, and you hold on to that, and you keep that, and because the minute you break that, it's all gone, it's going to be gone, and you take that, and maybe you save it, and you keep track of that. But you find a dime, you put it in your pocket, and you forget what pocket it was, and maybe you'll find it in the washer, banging around, clang, 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 clang. You're not washing $100. How do you treat that dime? Say, oh, it's just a dime. Who cares? We drop change, and it's almost not even worth it picking it up, right? I dropped some pennies. I don't care. Not even worth it. And I wonder if we treat some of the things that the Lord has entrusted with us the same way. Oh, it's just a very little thing. God recognized it was very little and commends this person for taking the very little and being faithful with it. Oh, it's just a little responsibility. It's just a little treasure. It's just a little faith. It's just a little time. It's just a little need. And yet God acknowledges that and says, because this one was faithful with a very little, oh, he blesses him. Look at Proverbs chapter 28. Proverbs chapter 28. Look at verse 30. Nope, Proverbs 28, 20. If you find Proverbs 28, 30, you're good. We should do that with sword drills. Make up verses. It's not even in there. Proverbs 28, 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. You see that? In Luke chapter 19, right? Luke 19, 17, in the cross-reference of that. Because we want to be faithful with much. But Luke 19, 17 says, faithful with very little. A faithful man of very little shall abound with blessings. But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. How do you handle the little things? Number one, you ought to be faithful. Number two, go back to John chapter 6. John chapter 6 is our feeding of the 5,000. Little boy brings five small loaves and barley loaves or tiny loaves of bread and two small fishes. I don't know how small fishes are. I don't know what it is. I like anchovies. They're small. Sardines are small. They say anything under 6 inches, you can eat the bones. That's what they say. I don't know. I'm sure his lunch pail stunk. Ever have someone in the office cook, warm up tuna salad or tuna sandwich or something like that? Tuna casserole? Number one, tuna casserole is not good to begin with. Day one. Day two, even worse. Someone's warming that thing up. Woo. Imagine out in the middle of the wilderness, sitting out there, heat of the day. Barley loaves don't smell bad, but two small fishes do. But what did he do? He offered them to the Lord. God, I know it's not much, but what little I have, it's yours. How do you handle the little things? When my child is older, I will dedicate him and give him to... How about you give her to the Lord when they're little? Matthew chapter 15. How to handle little things. Number one, we should be faithful. Number two, we should give them to the Lord. Similar story here as we read in Matthew chapter 15, the feeding of the 4,000, different than the 5,000. And Jesus in verse 34 saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, seven and very, and a few little fishes. But what do they do with it? They give it to the Lord. Do you take your little and give God access to that? No, when I make a million, if I got $1 million, I would then get serious about giving. I would get serious about doing something for the Lord. How about you get serious with the little? When I retire and I have all this time, how about you be faithful with the little right now and you give that to God? Matthew chapter 14. Should be just a page back or so. Back to our story about Peter walking on the water. How do you handle a little? Chapter 14, verse 28. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. What would get a man from inside a boat to ask even to go outside of the boat? Never in my... ever would I ever think, as we were flying from Washington to Addis, thank you, that I ever think, Lord, if you would allow me, I sure would love to just stand out on that wing for about 10 minutes. I don't know how I'd fit through the window, but Lord, would you bid me to come, would you allow me to go out there? Never was I in a boat thinking, I sure do wish I could be out there. That's why I don't go on boats. Boats in the midst of storms. May I just say, no good things ever happen on boats in the Bible. I'm just saying, you read it, you do your own study. If there's a boat involved, there's got to be a miracle right around the corner because bad things are about to happen. Anyways... Verse 28, and Peter answered and said, Lord, what is a little bit of faith? What can I do with a little bit of faith? And a little bit of faith will get a man from inside the boat to the outside. What do I do with my faith? What do I do with my little? Well, I be faithful. Number two, I offer it to God to use however he should. But number three, I believe and trust that God, you can do amazing things. I'm just going to take my little bit, and although I offer it to you, a little bit of faith makes questions like this even happen. Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. A complete belief and trust in the Lord. Number four, Luke chapter number 6. How do you handle your little? Jacob, do you have any money in your pocket? Benjamin says yes. Jacob, can I borrow some money? Whatever you have. Is it bills? Wonderful. Is it a lot? $2 American. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Jacob was slightly hesitant. How do you handle your little? In Luke chapter number 6, verse 31, it says, "And as ye would that men should do unto you, do ye also to them likewise." I think your little, sometimes when we have just a little, we're very tight with it because it's all I got. And those that have little don't think that this is going, there will be much. Because it took a lot to get a little. But how do we handle our little? We should be faithful. We should offer it to the Lord. We should believe and trust that God is who He says He is. But number four, we should be kind and generous. Matthew chapter number 6. Remember the widow with two mites? For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I just have a little bit of time. Will you spend it on you or will you spend it on somebody else? I just have a little bit of treasure. And I see a need in front of me. I wonder if it was our lunch that day, what would we do? 5 barley loaves, 2 fishes. That will not meet the needs of all these people. Who would even think to offer that? Hey, we're trying to, missions conference, our church does, for missions, it does $4,900 a month. That's our budget in missions. Almost $5,000 a month is budgeted to go out. And you may look at that and go, that ain't going to do it. It's amazing, though, when we place 5 loaves and 2 fishes in the Lord's hands. How do I handle my little? With kindness and generosity. Jacob's like, am I going to get that back or no? We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Luke 19, it keeps the little kids awake when you're handling money up front. Bible says in Luke 9, did I say Luke? I'm just going to read Proverbs 19:17 to you because you're not there. He that hath pity on the poor lendeth unto the Lord. And that which he hath given, will he pay him again? That's what God says. Pity. That is a charitable action. It's not like, I feel so sorry for you. It's almost like charity. 1 John chapter number 3. How do we handle our little? It ought to be handled with kindness and generosity. 1 John chapter number 3 and verse 17 says, "But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him. Sometimes the needs of our brothers and sisters aren't monetary. It's time. It's investment. It's finding out what their needs are, not just physical needs, but spiritual needs. It's to help somebody grow in their faith. I'm telling you, to invest in someone's faith, and that takes a long time. Time, may I say, well spent. So what do you do with your little? Go back to Luke 19. Jacob, I so appreciate you loaning me $2. You can almost get a candy bar these days for $2. Almost. Yeah. Where did I send you? Luke 19? Good. That's where you should be. Luke 19. It's our story. Parable, 10 pounds. Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. The little things of life, our time, our treasure, the needs, our faith, how do we handle them faithfully? We offer them to God. We trust that He'll handle those right. He asks us to grow in our faith as we see the bid of Peter to get out of the boat and walk on water. Let me say this. I only recommend you doing that if Jesus is in the water, okay? Do not jump out of boats saying, well, I believe. Just wear the life jacket. I'm just saying that'll help you. Kindness, we handle our little with kindness and generosity. So what becomes of our little? Well, the Bible says in verse 17, all of a sudden, a good servant has authority over 10 cities. That's quite a step up. That jumped up the ladder a little bit. God, I'm faithful. I've offered what little I have to you, my time, my treasure, those needs, my little bit of faith. God, what are you going to do with this? It's amazing how all of a sudden there's authority given to a servant. Number two, look at John chapter number 6. We're almost done. John chapter number 6. Feeding of the 5,000 again. Christ takes these 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. And the Bible says in verse 11, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. We love fish at our house. I can never cook enough fish. When I cook fish, is there any more left? Is there any? No, I'm sorry. I mean, we cooked up 12 fillets. They're gone, you know? It's good. Could you imagine? I'm sorry, I can't eat anymore. When they were filled, he said unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Why? Because we keep track of the little. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets. How did they end up with more at the end than what they started with? Because they placed their little in the hands of God. And what happened? Well, a good servant all of a sudden became a ruler. A little lunch fed thousands. It's amazing when we give our time and our treasure. It's amazing how God just exponentially multiplies that and feeds and ministers to many. Well, I'm nobody. I have nothing to offer. What good am I? And the world is convincing our young people and people all around that unless you're some superhero or some magnificent CEO of something, you're meaningless in this society. And God says, no, you're important to me. And this little boy offers what this little thing in his little lunchbox. And God does a miraculous miracle and feeds 5,000 plus people with it. This world is trying to convince you that you're just another number. God says, no, you're a name to me. You're somebody special. And our little life, when given to God, is amazing when we place our life in His hands. Oh, sure, you can keep it back. In the hands of the boy, it was just 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But in the hands of Christ, at the end, there were 12 baskets full of food. That math doesn't make sense. You're right. Lastly, Matthew chapter 14. What do I do with my little faith when I believe that Christ says who He is? You end up outside of the boat. In verse 29, come, and when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. How far can a little faith get me? Get you out of the boat walking on water. Anybody struggle in their faith? Yeah. Me too. Sometimes it's easier to be a Christian than other times. It's amazing when a little faith gets placed in God's hands, what can happen. So I'm going to ask you tonight, what are you doing with your little? It's just a little time. It's a little treasure. It's just a little need. I mean, if I do it, what impact will that have? Might get a child a cool glass of water, a little bit of faith. Are you handling those things faithfully? Offering it to God with kindness and generosity. It's amazing when we take our little and put it into God's hands. What can happen? Let's all stand. Maybe tonight you can just come forward and say, God, I don't have much, but what I have is yours. Here's my little, it's yours. In a moment, the music's going to play. However it is that the Lord has touched your heart. Maybe you've been holding back your little. And God says, with kindness and generosity, ought we to approach our little. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless this time now. Bless the invitation time. Lord, work in our hearts. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. As the music plays, would you consider the message here tonight? The little things of life. How we handle little things will be how we handle the big things. Little does become big. Little time becomes a long time. Don't put off what you should be doing now.